speedbuilders.com.
Sir, did you return to work on October 22nd, 1987, or October 23rd, 87?
If I remember, I think between October 21 and 22nd I start. I went to go out one or two days, and I don't feel good, and I stopped.
When did you start going back to work full-time?
Okay, full-time?
Yes.
In 1988.
Okay.
Because the doctor, she gave me the letter. You can work, she said, but I don't feel at that time to work good. I stop it. It was my business. I prefer to stay home.
Well, let's get this all straight in my mind. Did you work the month of November of 1987?
November?
Yes.
No.
Did you work the month of December 1987?
No.
And are you telling me you only worked maybe 2 days in the month of October of 87?
Yes.
So, if we can sum it up, the amount of time you worked in 1987 was the month of May, June, July, up until August 20th, 1987?
Yes, I worked between that 2 or 3 days. That's it.
Wait a minute, let me finish my question so I can finish this off. I'll start over again. From 1987, you worked May, June, July, up until August 20th, 1987, and 2 days in October of 87, correct?
Can be 2 days or 3 days, I'm not sure.
2 or 3 days in October of 1987?
Yes.
And during 1987, according to your tax records, which I'd like to attach as Exhibit C is your profit and loss statement, Schedule C from your tax records. It says that you grossed $25,969, correct?
In 1987.
And that would be for the month of May, June, July, part of August, and 3 days in October, correct?
Yes. The only thing, when I give the information to my tax man, the one who fixed for me, I give him only 1987 to 19 for 1 year. I told him only for 1 year. I didn't tell him specifically for 3 months.
No, I understand. That's the way you're supposed to do it. I just want to have it in my mind what this income represents. How many months of work did it represent?
Exactly.
Okay, now that I have that, now if we look at Defendant's Exhibit C, your tax records, okay, I don't see any expenses for fuel.
Fuel?
Yes, gas for the truck.
Fuel? Gas?
To go running around the neighborhood?
I give it to my...
How much would it cost you? Because it's not there.
Oh, approximately, sometimes between $10 to $11 a day.
To go all over Fremont?
Yes, that's for...
Now, are there any expenses that you have to pay on a daily basis that you would not pay if you weren't working? Gas is one of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Gas, and sometimes, if it broke, my truck for mechanic.
How much on a monthly basis does your truck break down?
Well, it depends.
Because, you see, I'm looking at your records here, and I don't see any cost for maintenance of the truck.
In 87?
Yes, 1987. There are no fees here attached for maintenance of the truck.
There's supposed to be. 87? There is.
There's repairs, okay. Is that repairs for the accident, or is that repairs for the truck during the year?
Not for accident.
The accident?
No.
So this would be the normal repairs for your truck during its working time, right?
Yes.
Do you know if this would include your fuel? Maybe that's where your fuel is.
I don't have that. I don't have an idea about this. I give it to him. He fixed for me.
Doesn't that seem a little bit high? $4,400 for repairs? Or is that about normal for you?
Well, this one, this list here, if you take 88, I pay only $800. You know what I mean?
For repairs?
Yes. Sometimes it can be high. Sometimes it's going to be low. It depends each time. It depends what happens. If it blows the whole thing, engine, you would pay more than that.
All right. Well, let's step back a little bit.
Okay.
You have your truck go through a maintenance, right, every so often?
Yes.
You mentioned to me that you fill up on gas $10, $11 a day?
A day.
What about charging the oil?
Changing the oil?
Yes.
Well, sometimes. Usually I change the oil.
That's on your own, yourself?
Yes.
Then you have minor maintenance, do you not, correct?
Yes.
When do you do that?
When do I?
Yes.
Early in the morning.
Okay, early in the morning. Now, what about tune-ups for the vehicle?
I pay for the mechanic.
You pay for that? When did you do a tune-up? Every other month, every 2 months, every 3 months?
Well, it depends. Only when I have a problem or when it gives me some noise, I will give it to the mechanic.
Now, during the time that you were off of work, between August and October of 87, did you go out with your wife at any time selling ice cream?
No.
You didn't help her?
Never.
You didn't go and purchase ice cream for her and get her truck ready in the morning?
The morning?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Does she also purchase ice cream from Magic Ice Cream Incorporated?
Yes.
Does your wife sell more ice cream than you, or do you?
Suppose me. Sometimes she make more, sometimes I make more. Usually I make more than her, because there isn't ice cream truck in my location.
Could you have hired someone to drive your truck for the months between September and October to sell ice cream?
I never hire any people.
But you could have if you wanted to. Could you have hired someone to sell ice cream for you?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Yes.
I didn't try.
But why? Is there any reason why?
Well, the reason is, okay, the business, you don't have any proof that they take my money.